welcome to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast with me, Elisa Lindstrom. I'm here to help you declutter your home in an easy and authentic way so you can have less clutter in your home and your life. Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is week two of my 6-week quick decluttering tips podcast series. So last week I talked about having a space to sort what you want and what you don't want while you're decluttering in a specific room. This is a bigger, for when you are decluttering in your house. Let's say you've decided that this is the year you are going to declutter your whole home. Even if it's not like every day or every week, you might benefit from having a space in your home that is dedicated to holding the different bags of charity or books that you're giving away, everything that's going out of the house, having a specific space in your home for that is very, very helpful, especially if you're doing you're doing your whole home. Because as you're going, you might find, oh, I need to recycle these batteries, or oh, I need to recycle these clothes. And then you can just create a pile or a box or a bag for that in this space. And then every time you're decluttering, you can just put all of those things in the bag or box or what have you that is appropriate for what it is that you're decluttering. And then when that bag or box gets too full, then you know it's time to send it out or take it to charity or what have you. We do this in my home. Some of my clients have come to me and said they do this, the ones that are doing the email decluttering projects through my programs, they do this as well. But basically, it makes it so much easier. And especially if you're decluttering something that you don't have a ton of, it's more like if you have some of it, but you don't have a ton of it every time you declutter. So for instance, I have a bag here of just for decluttering when I'm decluttering fabric items like clothes and towels and stuff. In the States, we can't really, we don't have any official recycling of fabric, but there are programs that do that, that take fabric to be recycled. So I have a bag for that. And then when that's full, I send it away. I can put the link of what I use in the show notes. It's called 4Days. It's a paid service. And I do not get any money, by the way, for telling you that it's 4Days. But there are other programs like that. So that is what I would suggest, is that you have a dedicated space in your home specific for holding the different piles or boxes or bags of things that you are getting rid of. Now, I realize also that there are people that will have that and then that just becomes clutter. But the key is obviously that once a box is full, that goes out. It's really when you're actively decluttering that you do something like this. So I hope that helps you, and I will talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Loves Just Breathe podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe so you can hear it every week as it comes out. If you'd like to know more about decluttering with me, check out the show notes to see how I can help you. Have a great day.